We are on Daf, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis. Let us again start the sugya. Perhaps it will become a little clearer to us. We had a problem in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that a person is permitted to eat b'yadayim esoya b'yis boso shenishchat if layotzim em dam, because the boso was not hufshel lekabel tume. But it would seem from the Mishnah, if it was yotzim em dam, then a person is not permitted to, it seems that there's an issel negiye, or he's metamed the boso, and the Gemara had a problem. Stam yadayim are shniyos, and the Mishnah is speaking about bosa chulim, and by chulim a sheni does not make a shlishi. That is the problem which we are trying to solve. Let's again start from, it's around 8 lines from the bottom. Omar Abelozo, Omar Rabbi Yishaya, Hoche bechulim shenasu altaris akedish askino. We're speaking about Chulin Shenaso Altaris HaKadosh. So let us see what Rashi says. Altaris HaKadosh. Kegoy. Odom horogil lechel kochim. A person who is rogil to eat kochim. V'roitze liyais rogil todir bishmires tarosa. And he wants to be rogil to make sure that whenever he'll eat kochim, it'll be shomer betare. So therefore, v'shoima af chulin mikol tumais hapoisleis bekoidish. So in order to ensure that he should never come make a mistake, and he'll eat something which he thinks is chulin and really is kaidish, he'll come out, he'll be nichshol by eating kodesh betumeh. So therefore, he is nizer that all the chulin he eats should also have taras hakodesh, that it should have the same chumras that kodesh has. So he shomer his chulin mikol tumeis hapoisleis bekodesh. Bashmiinon. So that is L'chayre, as we mentioned yesterday, this is a Kabbalah of the Odom Al-Atzmoy, that he'll eat his Chulin Al-Taris HaKadosh, and he does this. Vashmi'inom, so our Mishnah is telling us, the Sheini, if the Mishnah is speaking about this person who eats Chulin Al-Taris HaKadosh, the sheni of it boshlishi, that the yadayim can be metame the boso. If it's muksha, so the yadayim will be metame the boso. So it's mentioned yesterday that his kabbalah creates dinim, not only a dinam de gavre, that he's nizer to eat his chulim betare. No, this kabbalah creates dinim that the chulin that he eats has the chomer of kodesh, and even though stam chulin only goes to a sheni, but the chulin that he eats al taris hakodesh goes to a shlishi, so yadayim could be metame the chulin. I'd like to clarify. That is clear that chulin anas al taris hakodesh is mekabel tume. That kodesh is mekabel, even though it's chulin, even though you say that it's chulin, but it goes to a shlishi to a rabbi. If there is an isa to be metame this chulin, there is a machlokes in this Rashi and that beis amid beis. Seems to hold that there is an issa to be metamed, that since he has a niyuk and his chulin to to be shomer taros na taras hakodesh, so he has a halacha that he's not permitted to be metamed. I saw the Reish Yosef says, but if he was metamed, there's no iser achila. That is what the Reish Yosef says. It seems as a machlokes, that the Feresh Yaakov seems to say not like that, but let us to make it easier, let us say there's no iser achila. There's no isachila whatsoever, but the accomplishment of chulen anas al taras hakodesh is two inyanim. Number one, that his kabbalah to be noyeg dinei taras hakodesh with his chulen creates that the chulen is takim makabel tume. And according to Rashi in chulen davbeis medbeis, there's an iser to be metamet. That's it. More than that, there isn't. Now, I'm not clear, but I think this din that chulen anas al taras hakodesh yishomer af chulen mikol tumeis apsulais bekodesh, I think this is speaking about his chulen. That means that he has chulen, that he could be nichshul in this chulen. So he's mekabel that he's going to be shomer his chulen al taras hakodesh. I think someone else's chulen is bachlal no din. Afilu, we will say that there's no din. He touches someone else's chulen, will become a shlishi. Because I think it's speaking about his chulen, that he was mekabel on himself, on his chulen, that he'll be shomer it al taras hakodesh. So his chulen has these halachas. Someone was meirer, what does he do when he's tamei? So, God, my chavrusa said, when he's tamei, he can eat dvorim that are not mukshel kabel tuma. There's an eitzah. He doesn't, there's not oived eitzahs. But it could also be that, if he can be, if he's not permitted to be metame, it's after his chulen he can't be metame. If we'll say there's an issa to be metame chulen. But someone else's chulen, he could be metame. Someone else's chulen doesn't have a din of chulen shenas al taras hakodesh, so he could eat someone else's chulen. They won't be maknet to him. That could be. About koponim, but our Mishnah is speaking about that he was mekabel on himself that the chulen is al taras hakodesh, so memele becomes, it can become a shlish. Now let us continue the Gemara. So the Gemara says, udaloi ke Rabbi Yeshua, but our Mishnah cannot go according to Rabbi Yeshua. The Sanya, the Snan, we learned the Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer Omer, ha'oichol, oichol, rishain, rishain. There is a psul haguf that if a person eats oichlim which are rishain letume, he gets a din rishain letume. We'll see why in Taisvah soon. But he gets a din rishin l'tumah, which is adrabon and dikedin. That means minatayre an oichel cannot be metama person, because a person is only mekabel tume from an avatume, not from a rishin l'tumah. But the rabbonon said that if a person eats a rishin l'tumah, not he touches a rishin l'tumah, if he eats a rishin l'tumah, he becomes a rishin l'tumah. L'mayin afkemine, that if he'll touch chulin, he'll become a sheni. Touches tum, he'll become a sheni. That means he is now, he becomes a rishin letume to be mitame, that he, whatever he touches is kilu, that these things touch the rishin letume. Sheni, he touched a sheni letume, so he gets a din sheni letume. And if he touches Trumel, make it a Shlishi. Shlishi, Shlishi. If he touches a, if he ate a Shlishi Letume, he becomes a Shlishi Letume. Now we have to understand here, this third halacha is Negei Alonu. How can a person eat a Shlishi Letume? There's no such concept. That means if it's Chulin, so it's not a Shlishi Letume. If we're talking, and if it's Truma Temeya, so the Minatayim are not allowed to eat it. This is a Gzeiris Chazal. If you eat a Shlishi, you'll become a Shlishi. If it's Truma, that's a Shlishi, don't need a Gzeiris Chazal it's also Minatayim. So this is the Nekuda over here, that it says in this Mishnah, the Mishnah is talking about if he eats a Shlishi Letume, he becomes a Shlishi Letume. So now we have to start scratching our heads. How could he eat a Shlishi Letume? That Chazal made a Gzeir, he becomes a Shlishi Letume. So this is speaking about that he ate a Shlishi Anas al Taras Truma al Taras Kodesh. So if it's a Chulin. It's Chulin. He's eating Chulin. And let's make it easy. Let's see, there's no Easter whatsoever to eat it, as we mentioned from the Rosh Yosef. There's no Easter whatsoever to eat it. It's Chulin, and he ate it. So now the din is he ate Chulin, that's a Shlishi Letume, became a Shlishi, because he was Mekabel, that all his Chulin will be Altaris Truma, Altaris HaKadosh. That's how it became a Shlishi. So now the din is he becomes a Shlishi, and he'll become a Shlishi, so he'll be Matama Kodesh to make it a Rabbi. That's what the Tanna Kama holds. Al Koponim, let's stop over here for 1 minute. So Memele, but we see from the Tanna Kama that there is such a concept of Chulin that is a Shlishi Letume. Oh, Gewaldig. So, and how does Chulin become a Shlishi Letume? Because he is Shayma Chulov Altaris HaKadosh, Altaris Trume. That is Pshat in the Mishnah. So if you say, now we know Pshat in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that Stam Yodayim Misayavois can be Mitame Boso Shahusha. So we had a problem. How could Boso Chulin Shahusha be Mikabal Tumah from Stam Yodayim? We have here a Mishnah. It's Shaykh that Chulin should become a Shlishi. If it's Nas al Taras HaKadosh. So, really, we're finished already. Anigei alone, we're finished. We know Pshat in our Mishnah. Now, the Gemara is going to bring down, there's a machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, which will be Negei us. So now, but now really we have Pshat in the Mishnah. Rabbi Loza, Omar Rabbi Shaya said that our Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's going according to Rabbi Elazar. Fine. So now, how we can go according to Rabbi Elazar, we know. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Ha'oichel, Oichel, Rishen, V'sheini, Shein. Rabbi Yeshua says that Oichel, Oichel, Rishen, V'sheini, he becomes a Sheini. Now, let us just explain what we can understand now and what we have to learn further to understand. Rabbi Yeshua holds that the oichel of a machel does not take over the same darga of tumah that the machel is. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua holds ha oichel oichel rishinas a sheini. That's what Rabbi Yeshua holds. Now, we have a problem. He says if he eats a sheni, he becomes a sheni, so he's not consistent. This is a problem. The Gemara is going to speak about it later. But Ba'asher Husham, Rabbi Yeshua holds that this Nekud, which is not Negei us, but he holds that the Oichel is a lesser Dalge than the Machel that he eats. Fine. Shlishi, now, a second Aloche, Rabbi Yeshua said, if a person ate a Shlishi Bechulin, Sheini Lekodesh. He gets a din Sheini Lekodesh, which is Gorin Chesam. That means he gets a here he gets a bigger madrega of tume than from the machel. Ve'ein sheini l'tume. So this all needs explanations, which we are not, it's not negeya to us now. Now, this next line is very much negeya to us. Bechulin shenasu altaris tume. Now, Rabbi Yeshua said, that's what I said, that there's a shlishi bechulin, oichu shlishi, and we're talking about chulin, we're not talking about chulin, we're not talking about koish, we're talking about chulin. It's chulin shenasu altaris tume. That's speaking about chulin shenasu altaris tume, that becomes a shlishi. So the Gemara is medayik from this. Altaris tume in, altaris HaKadosh Loi. That means that Chulin Shenasu Altaris HaKadosh does not become a Shlishi. Kosova Chulin Shenasu Altaris HaKadosh Les Bohu Shlishi. There's no Shlishi on Chulin Shenasu Altaris HaKadosh. Now let us see Rashi. Let us see Rashi. Udaloi ke Rabbi Yeshua. The like Rabbi Yeshua, the Omar Rabbi Yeshua holds, Chulin shenasu altaris hakodesh, loy posel behu shlishi. Chulin shenasu, that means this whole halacha we said, that chulin, that if the anhoge, that he shomer it mitume, like kodesh, or like tume, it gets a din terume to be mekabel, to become a shlishi. Gets a din kodesh to become a shlishi. This is only chulin shenasa altaris terume. But chulin shenasa altaris hakodesh. Le possible shlishi. The potla daitai. So the Botla Daita was mentioned yesterday from the Meiri, that this whole anhage of being Shema Chulov, Altare, that he shouldn't be Nichshol, this was a Dover Rogel by Trume, Mistame, that they ate Trume in the house, and there was Chulan also in the house, and there was Tomidike Chulan, and so Mamela, there it was a necessity for every Kohen that has chulin in his house, and he has trumos in his house, to eat his chulin altaris trume. So memele, so Chazal said, so your Kabbalah, to eat chulin altaris trume, creates dinim in the chulin alone, that it becomes a shlishi. Perhaps you're not allowed to be metamet, like Rashi says in the Beis Amid Beis. But, Kochim, it seems, this was not a davar rogel for Kahanim to be afraid that they might come to eat Kodesh. They'll think it's Chulin, and it's really Kodesh. It seems here the Chash was much a smaller Chash. It seems when they ate Kochim, it was more shamur, some mele, so this chash was not a shchir chash. There were only yechidim who did this. So since this was not a davar harogel, so Chazal never said that if he's eating it altaris hakodesh, some mele will give it a din kodesh to be mekabel, to become a shlishi, to become a rabbi. They never did such a thing. That's what Rabbi Yeshua holds. The Botla Daitoi. Ben Yochel Lahatvis. No one does like this. Zon Yechidim. Ben Yochel Lahatvis Al Chulin Taris HaKadosh. So Memele. One cannot be Matvis on his Chulin that it should have Dinim of Taris HaKadosh, become a Shlishi, to become a Rabbi. Rabbi Yeshua holds there's no such thing of Chulin Al Taris HaKadosh to get Dine Kadosh. Fine. This is, yeah, so that's what the Gemara says, our Mishnah cannot be speaking, going according to Rabbi Yeshua. Now we go back to this Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ha'oichel, Oichel Rishen, is Rishen. Nase Gufa Rishen. He becomes a Rishen Latumah. This is Rabbi Lezer. Liyois, what shall is a Rishen Latumah? Liyois Magoi Sheni. If he touches another Oichel, that will become a Sheni. Va'oichel, Oichel Sheni, Nase Gufa Sheni. Liyos magoy shlishi. If he touches something, he'll become a shlishi. Va'oichel oichel shlishi. So he becomes a shlishi. And ulakamei beforish taimei derab Eliezer the mashva oichel kemachol atzmoi. Later, this is a very mechudish dekezach by all transmission of tumah. The dover hamikabel tumah is always less than the dover hametame. And here, for some reason, Rabbi Lezer holds that the dover hamekabel tume is mamish like the metame. Fine. V'davke she'ochel chatzi pras. Now this halacha that he's mekabel tume, that he is mekabel tume al yedei achilosoi. V'davke if he when he ate chulin tmeim. Shezeu shir oichlin tmeim lisul esagviya. This is the shir. If he ate a chatzi pras, which is to beim, vein shtei beim, kedama beirib. Ava venegiye, loy metama oichel odom, shenodem vekele mitmoin elo miav hatume. So he has to eat two beim. Now, before we go further, let us learn the bottom taisvis, and perhaps we'll get a more clarity in this halacha of psul hagviya that he becomes tameh. So Taisva says, "Beperikame de Shabbos meforish taimeh." Why does Psamodne that Rabbonu de Kedin that a person eats chulin tmeim he becomes tameh? Mishum dezimnin de ochel oichlin tmeim v'shokil mashke de trume. Vishodi bepume. That means like this. Aces, let's go meikaradin. Meikaradin, a person eats oichlin tmeim. He could eat 10 pounds of oichlin tmeim. He's not tomei. An oichlin tmeim is not metamehim. So it's gonish megonish. He'll eat oichlin tmeim. Lady wants to drink trume, he can drink trume. In the stomach, you have oichlin tmeim and yain shel tumah, that's no problem. Al koponim, so mikir adin, there's no problem whatsoever. The problem is, Chazal were afraid, he's eating oichlin tmeim, now all of a sudden he wants to drink some wine, and he'll go and drink, he only has yain shel tumah, so he'll go and drink yain shel tumah. Oh, this is a pachad noira, this is tak a pachad noira. Because now the oichlim tmeim in his mouth will be metame the tumah. So he said, "There I say, he's metame tumah." So memele. So Chazal said, if you eat oichlim tmeim, you can eat it gesuntay. But you have to know one thing, Rabbi: you're going to become tumah. You're going to become whatever the oichlim is. That's what you're going to become. So the minute it's embedded in his mind that he's going to become tumah. So this chashful, he won't touch yayin shel tumah. He knows as soon as he eats it, his tummy has to go to the mikveh, his tummy. So the yayin shel tumah will never be touched by him. About the givis, because he'll be metame the tumah midarabonim. About the givis, he won't drink the yayin shel tumah. This is the accomplishment of this takonis chazal. So they said, if he became tumah, so now we are assured that he won't touch Yayin Shel Tumah, which is also Midarabonan, and the Mele, so this kilka that we were afraid of is not Negeya. Now, there's a Riva in the Taisvus Yishonim in Mesechtes Shabbos. Fine. Now we understand why Chazal made this Takone, this Kseire, but what is Pshan, this magic number he has to eat Chatzi Pras, 2 Beyim? That means if he eats 1 beyer of oichlim tmeim, he's not tomei, no problem. He eats 2 beyim of oichlim tmeim, oichlim tmeim, oh, then he becomes tomei. What's this magic number? So the Rivo, in Taisa Shishonim, on Shabbos, Taf Yedal, the Madal says, when a person eats two bayim away from him, he becomes thirsty. Then he starts to drink. From one bay, he won't become thirsty. So Memela, the whole thing was built on this chash. We didn't make him stamazay tome. We made him tome to prevent that, that he shouldn't be metamatume. He might come and drink tome. The eating might be moira atzimoin, and that'll make that he should drink tome. So we said if he eats enough food that will create atzimoin, then we're in hot water. So Memela, we said, Rabbi, as soon as you eat this, you'll become a rishon l'tum. V'im taima. So al kaponim, that is the reason of this takot. V'im taima, v'amai have a rishon. Why does he become a rishon? If the whole purpose of this takona was to be meineya him from touching tumeh, that means from drinking the truma, but we made him tome in order that he shouldn't touch the truma. So why have to make him a rishon? Vim time of a may of a rishon be sheni sagi. You can make him a sheni. Takat. I mean, that was Rabbi Yeshua's time. Rabbi Yeshua said that if he ate a rishon, she become a sheni. I mean, Rabbi Lezer went overboard and said he ate a rishon, he becomes a rishon. Now, the whole reason he's becoming a rishon is to hold him back from touching Truma. So you don't have to make him a Rishon for that. You can make him a Sheini. Vim Taimah, v'amai have a Rishon b'Sheini Saki. V'chi Taimah, mishamai so Sheini, dain Sheini Paisli. We're afraid he might drink Maisa Sheini. Maisa Sheini, you also not allowed to be Madame. So Memele, so if he'll be a Sheini, so he'll be able, Maisa Sheini is like Chulin, that it only goes to a Sheini. But you now have to be Metama Maisa Sheini. So now like this, so by Maisa Sheini, we have a problem without a Truva. Means like this, what if he has wine of Maisa Sheini, and he's eating a Rishon L'tumah, and he's going to go now, and he got thirsty, he's going to drink Yayin Shal Maisa Sheini, so he's giving him a Tama Maisa Sheini, which you're not allowed to do. Now, if we'll say he's a Sheini, so we didn't accomplish anything. So if he said he's a Sheini L'tumah, so he won't touch the Tumah, he'll never touch the Tumah, so there's no Shashi might drink Tumah. But Maisa Sheini he'll touch. Because Maisa Sheini only goes to a Sheini. So if we'll make him a Sheini, he'll touch Maisa Sheini, and then he'll drink Maisa Sheini, and then we're in hot water. That's why we made him a Rishon. That's what Taisus wants to say. V'im taimah v'amai v'rishon b'sheini sagi. V'chi taimah mishu Maisa Sheini, dein Sheini poisloi, le'afilu mashkin chulun nasa rishonim ayyedei Sheini. We'll have later this aloche. That means a sheini touches a mashke, the mashke becomes a rishon. So if we're afraid he's going to, so if you're afraid of maaser sheini, you make him a sheini, he won't touch the maaser sheini already. Because the minute he touches the maaser sheini, he can become a rishon, so he won't touch the maaser sheini. So Taisus means to say like this, that Einachanami, als the sibbe, why they made this takone, you could get away with making him a sheini, and you'll accomplish your purpose. But Rabbi Lezer holds in Lomdis, if you're making a tumas oichel, the oichel has to have the same din of the machu. Why? That means Rabbi Lezer just held b'shita, if you're creating a tumah boy yedei achila, so the oichel has to have the same tumah of the machu. So memela, that means the reason why we made this tumah is because of a chash. But after we made a tumah achila already, we have to be consistent and it has to have the tumah of the machu. This is Taisus. Now let's get back to Rashi. Rabbi Yeshua Oima Ha'oichel Oichel Rishin Oichel Sheini Avis Sheini. The Svira Le Rabbi Yeshua Deloy mashvinen oichel kemachel. That is why a oichel oichel rishoin becomes a sheni. Because the oichel is not like the machel. Period. So that's the first halacha. Oichel rishin is not so shiny. Olakame meforish ki ochel oichel shiny. Am I mashvilei shiny? That's a problem. That we're going to talk about. Shlishi shiny lekaidish. If a person eats a shlishi shiny lekaidish, ha oichel machel shlishi. Nase gufoi shiny lekaidish va'ovid shlishi revi. How does this work? This is a psgora and tosanta aloche that the oichel is more chomer than the machel. Right? But if he eats a shlishi, he's a sheni lekoidish, not a sheni letume. The noga betume loy posala. He will not pass the tume. Period. Adkan. That's what Rabbi Yeshua is speaking about. So till now we're speaking about tumas magad. If a person eats chulin tameyin, he becomes a tamei le'inyan that he's metame b'mage, if he touches chulin, if he touches tume, if he touches kaidish. But Rashi says, avol meichel tume. Now, they're not talking about this, but Rashi wants to tell us this then. Avol meichel tume also. If a person ate a shlishi, he is not permitted to eat tume. Now, when he eats tume, he's not metame the tume, because he doesn't get it in sheni legabi tume. So when he eats the tume is toil. But he gets a din shlishi that he's not allowed to eat the tume. This is another halacha. Le'yosa bachila. Da'af al gav da'omar Rabbi Yeshua ein oichol nase kemachol. So how does it become a shlishi? Hanimili ba'oichel oichel rishin d'lehava rishin l'mevet sheni. That means in tumis mage, he said the oichel is not like the machel. That means if he ate a rishin, he will not become a rishin, that if he touches something, that will become a sheni. Avol li'itzurei ba'achile to become osel ba'achile. Moide de shlishi ovet oichle shlishi. But this is not negeya us at the present time, but this is a new aloche that even though, so we have here a machloikis between Rabbi Eleza and Rabbi Yeshua, if oichel kemachol, that Eleza holds oichel kemachol, that's how it works, tumas achile, so the takes over the tumah that the machol has, legabi tumas mage, if he touches something. Bimetame. Rabbi Yeshua holds that the oichel does not take over the tumah of the machel. It's not his darge. It's not his darge. But that's the gabi tumas mage. If he touches something, so if he ate a rishon, he'll become a sheni, he'll make a shlishi. That's it. Gabi, the iser achile, then they say oichel kemachel. That's a sugi later, which is by us not negay. Now let's get back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yeshua ended up saying, "Bechulin shenasu al taris trume." So the Gemara was medayik on that. So that seems to be saying that when can you have chulin that's a shlishi? Voschulin shenas al taris trume. So the Gemara says, "Bechulin shenas al taris trume, taris trume in al taris hakodesh loy. Chulin shenas al taris hakodesh doesn't become a shlishi, doesn't become a rvi. It's nothing. That doesn't get any dinim whatsoever. Kosova chulin shenasu al taris hakodesh less behu shlishi doesn't become a shlishi. Now let us see Rashi in Daf Lamed Aleph." The chulin shenasu al taris tume, kloima, hai oichel rishen, vishaini ushlishi dektoni, bechulin mairi. It's speaking about he ate chulin. It's not speaking about he ate tume, or he ate kodesh. He ate chulin. Bibiseches taris.
ובאיזה אויכל חולן? Where could you have a person ate חולן and that should become a שלישי? באיזה אויכל חולן אתה מוצא שלישי? Shani, where do you have that chulin should become a shlishi? Shani leav a shlishi b'chulin. Atomaitzai b'chulin shenasa al taris trume. That's by chulin on shenasa al taris trume. Al taris trume in, al taris hakodesh loy. The botla daitai, as we mentioned before, this is an hoge that is not an hoge regile. Ve'ein shame taras hakodesh nitfesus aleim. There's no concept of taras hakodesh that's nitfes on chulin. Avol betaras trume yochel lahatvisan. That's the shittim kebetzes. But he can be matvis on chulin taras trume. Period. Amen. Now, since we see that shittes Rabbi Yeshua is that chulin hanase al taris hakodesh does not become a shlishi, only al taris trume becomes a shlishi. Al memasnisin the loike Rabbi Yeshua, and the Gemara is going to explain this soon. Avol kavilezer osya, our Mishnah that says that yodayim can make a shlishi bechulin, and we'll see this is only bechulin hanase al taris hakodesh. Osya dostam koma. Rabbi Eliezer, when he said a shlishi makes a shlishi, 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 he didn't say how the shlishi of chulin became a shlishi. Afilu b'chulin shenasu al taris hakodesh. Now let's get back to the Gemara. So therefore, our Mishnah cannot be going according to Rabbi Yeshua, because our Mishnah has to be speaking about that it became a shlishi because it was nas al taris hakodesh, and Rabbi Yeshua holds that chulin cannot become a shlishi if it's made al taris hakodesh. But for that, frag the Gemara, v'luk me b'chulin shenas al taris truma. Why did you say our Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Yeshua? Let us say the Mishnah is speaking about a person who all his chulin is nas al taris trume. Rabbi Yeshua is going according to Rabbi Yeshua also. He only had a problem. Rabbi Yeshua holds that if a person is makes his chulin al taris truma, so it becomes a shlishi. So Mamela, that's pshat in our Mishnah. He made his chulin al taris trume. So Mela became a shlishi. Why can't it go according to Rabbi Yeshua? So the Mosh says, Lois halkedaita, diktoni bosa. Our Mishnah is speaking about meat. The ibetrume, if it's speaking about that he made his chulin al taris trume, in order that if he ever makes a mistake and he thinks it's chulin and it's really trume, it shouldn't be nichshul, Bosser meike. That means a person who makes his chulin al taris truma only makes chulin that could be really truma, and he thought it's chulin. So on that chulin, he makes it al taris truma. But such a chulin that it can never be nischalif and for truma, so that chulin zichi didn't make al taris truma. The betrume bosa meike is the trume from bosa. So a person never makes chulin, he only makes chulin. Al taris trume, such a chulin which could be trume. So he makes all his chulin al taris trume, that if he makes a mistake, he thinks it's chulin, he still was an nichshul in achila trume to me, because his chulin is al taris trume. But bosa, He never makes it al taris trume. Let's see what Rashi says. Diktoni bosa. Masnisen bipsar chulin koi. Our Mishnah is speaking about bosa chulin. Ubishloime peiris chulin odom matfison bitaris trume. Peiris, a person could be matfisit, that it has taris trume, it has dini kabolas trume of trume. כדי שיהיה רוגל להסנהג בתארס תרומה. זאת אומרת, מילא, by doing this, his whole hanhoge is that what all the peiris he eats is betaris trume, and therefore he gains shim tischalav loy trume bechulen. If at any time it will be nischalav loy, that means that he'll think it's chulen and it's really trume. V'yoychol trume becheskes chulen, and he's eating trume thinking that it's chulen. Yeyoychol betaris. So meile he wasn't nischal in achet. Because his chulin, he also eats al taras trume. Avul boso, but lesser bit trume, ve'ein koyin matvis lipsa chulin taras trume. So memele, this whole kabbalah, this whole chumre to be noyik taras trume, and chulin is not on boso, only on something that could be really trume, and he'll think it's chulin. Wenn kein Matwes lo bsachul und tares trume, mich um der Mechalfele trume bi bsachul, he'll never make such a mistake in the lead, and when he comes to the bus, he'll really be trume and he'll think it's chulen. Shea viloch li kederach hachulen. So me mele, so his whole Kabbalah was only on the meaning that can be trume. So me mele, so his chulen that could be trume, he's nasa al tares trume. But bosa na. And our Mishnah is speaking about Bosa. So the only way we can understand our Mishnah that it becomes a Shlishi is only according to Rabbi Eleazar that holds that you can make Chulun al Taras HaKodesh. Rabbi Yeshua holds, you can't make Chulun al Taras HaKodesh because it's Botla Dai. Frag the Gemara Elomai Bekotshim. So it's speaking about it's chulin hanase betaris kodesh. Chaye bekotchem meike. The Mishnah is speaking about a chaye also. Beheme, a chaye, and a noif. Now, a chaye. Now, if you're telling me a klal that this whole concept of his chulin should be al taris hakodesh is in order to prevent him from ever eating kotchem tmeim, because all his chulin is also betare, so bosa beheime could be kodesh. So mamela, that is there's such a concept of nasa taris kodesh. But a bosa chaye can never be kodesh. So when he eats bosa chaye, he'll never come to a mikshul. So just like you told me, when a person his chulin is nasa taris trume, that only includes the macholim that can be trume, and that's his precaution. So the same thing by kochim, if he wants to make a precaution from kochim, so it only should be such bosa which can become kodesh. And for the gemara, bosa be bosa michle, nah. That a person can, it's meat, achilik, such a meat, that's scary. That means the meat is nischalif. So Mamela, when if he wants to ensure himself that he'll never be nifshul nachilas kochim tmeim, so all the bosser in the house has to he's noyig al taras kodesh bosser bepeiri loy michlef, but bosser bepeiri loy michlef. So Mamela, he was only mekabel al taris trume, so this is only negeya peiris that can become trume, not bosa. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Bosa ba bosa michlof lefikach derech oichli kodesh lechel bosa churen psar churen afilu shalchayim betaris hakodesh. Meat, they'll eat petaras hakodesh. Tishim tischalav loy bosar hakodesh boshayich lepetare. By mistake, he gets on his plate bosar hakodesh. He can be assured that it's toil. Bosar bepeire loy michlev. Trume eina ela bepeires. Ve eina nechlaf bebosar. So,
Our Mishnah cannot go according to Rabbi Shua, it's going according to Rabbi Lezer, Sholem al Yisrael. Omar, now let's go further in the Gemara. Omar Ule, Chavraya Omrin, Bechulin Shenasa Altaris HaKadosh, Adoloike Rabbi Yeshua. My Chavarim say, what was said just now, so Ule said, my Chavarim said that our Mishnah is speaking about Chulin Shenasa Altaris HaKadosh, Udoloike Rabbi Yeshua, that's what they said. But I'll personally say, Rabbi Yeshua is also going according to Rabbi Yeshua. That means, Ule is saying, I hold you're learning wrong pshat in Rabbi Yeshua. You learn pshat in Rabbi Yeshua, that's what Rabbi Yeshua said. Bechulin shenasu al paris trume. That the whole concept of Nasu Al-Tara means Dabke Taras Truma, not Taras Kodesh, because Botla Daiti, that's a Yulam Pshat. No. Rabbi Yeshua also holds as a concept of Chulin Shanasu Al-Taras HaKodesh. No, that what Rabbi Yeshua said, Chulin Shanasu Al-Taras Truma, he wants to tell us that a filu by Chulin Hanasu Al-Taras Truma becomes a Shlishi. That is what Rabbi Yeshua told. Rabbi Yeshua told us if a person ate a shlishi, now we had a problem, what shlishi are we speaking about? He ate a shlishi of chulun. So how can chulun become a shlishi? So Rabbi Yeshua said like this, Tich be talking about he ate chulun shenat al taras akkadish, but that's bullshit that it became a shlishi. But I'm telling you that even chulun hanat al taras truma also becomes a shlishi. What's the chiddush? We'll see soon. So let us see further in the Gemara. V'loi mi boi kama. This is pshat in Rabbi Yeshua. V'loi mi boi chulin shenas al taris kodesh. Chulin shenas al taris kodesh. Tachamiri kodesh is chomo. The isbu shlishi. It zicha get adin shlishi. Afilo chulin shenas al taris trume. That is not as chomo as kodesh. Name isbu shlishi can also become a shlishi. That is what Rabbi Yeshua is saying. Not that Rabbi Yeshua holds there's no concept of chulin shenasa al taris hakodesh. Everyone knows chulin. He just wants to tell that for chulin shenasu al taris trume deloy chamiri also becomes a shlishi. Now, what does this mean? I think this means as follows. I don't know if this time is a pshat, but I think this is what it means. Kodesh goes to a Revi. So that means a Shlishi, we had before Rashi in the beginning of Andaflami Gimel Amad Beis, in the top of the Yomud, Rashi said, Metamei es HaKodesh upoisel es HaTrume. A Shlishi of Kodesh is called Tomei. It's Tomei. It has 2 minutes to give over to make a Revi. It's called Tomei. Trume is called posel. It's called posel. That means it's not called tome. It's not bekoyach to be metama acherim. It's called posel. So the darge of a shlishi by trume is less than the darge of a shlishi by kodesh. A shlishi of kodesh is tome. It goes further to a rabbi. A shlishi of trume is posel. It's not tome. Fine. So now, Rabbi Yeshua is telling us a chiddush. Now, we made a big erachka over here. We made a whole kugel that you could take chulin and make chulin a shlishi. So I would think, you know when you can make chulin a shlishi, if he makes it a taris ha-kodesh, in kodesh, a shlishi is tomei. So there we said, the chulin al taris ha-kodesh also becomes tomei. But by trume mamish, it never becomes Tomei. It only becomes Posel. So I would perhaps think that Chulin, Anas, Altaris, Tomei, the whole thing is Chulin. We're making it that it should also become a Shlishi. If a Shlishi by Tomei is not Tomei, so it's Posel, so we should make Chulin, Anas, Altaris, Tomei, Posel. Maybe so far they didn't go. Because it's a lesser Dalga of Tomei. And we're saying that Chulin is the same thing.
So maybe they only said chulin is the same din of kodesh, because kodesh is tamei by a shlishi. So chulin also becomes a shlishi. But since truma is not tamei by a shlishi, so maybe I would say that the chulin doesn't become a shlishi. So he wants to say no. Saying afilu chulin anas al taras, truma also becomes a shlishi. Let us see Rashi. Ama ule chavraya amrin, my chaverim said, let's see the sheets in Kibetis, kidamrinin, like we said before, vimasnisin diktoni, sheini oise shlishi bechulim, they said it's speaking about shenas altaras, akkadish kemari udaloik, Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua does not hold the concept of Nasal Taras HaKadosh. But no, I mean, and I personally say that Rabbi Shua Nami Sfira Leochi, the Chulin Shenato Al Taras HaKadosh Isbo Shlishi, V'hai De Koma Rabbi Yeshua, the Chulin Shenato Al Taras Trume, not the way they learned that only Al Taras Trume, the such a concept Al Taras HaKadosh is Botla Daite, the Musa Shmina, even truma nasal achula nasal taras truma becomes a shlishi. V'choshke chulun shenasu al taras akedish, it zicha becomes a shlishi. Zakte gemore weiter. Man chavraye. Who are the chavraye? Ula said, I personally hold the Mishnah Kingo according to Rabbi Yeshua. I personally hold that Rabbi Shua also holds Chulin Shanas Altaras Truma becomes a Shlishi. Altaras HaKadosh, I'm sorry, Altaras HaKadosh becomes a Shlishi. The Chaverim are the ones that said that it doesn't become a Shlishi. According to Rabbi Shua, Chulin Shanas Altaras HaKadosh. So, Man Chavraye, Rabbi Babachone. Now we're going to go into a whole sugi, what would Rabbi Babachone. But before we go into the sugi, let us see the Taptos. Man chavraye, rabbe bar bachone. That means, Ula is saying, I personally hold the Mishnah could go according to Rabbi Yeshua. I personally hold Rabbi Yeshua holds chulin anas altaras hakodesh also becomes a shlishi. My chaverim don't hold. Who's the chaverim? We're gonna find a rabbe bar bachone. Oh, he's the one that holds, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold chulin anas altaras hakodesh becomes kodesh. So this is a mild kakash, why did the krich that human chavra, we just did before. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua said, our Mishnah is speaking about chulon anas, altaras, akoidish, and the like Rabbi Yeshua. So you're looking who holds that Rabbi Yeshua does not chulon anas, altaras, akoidish. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shayas, what's your problem? That's the Swiss kash. Loi rotsa loima Rabbi Lezer de Leel, Leavikori lechavraya. You have to see the title of what he called them. He said, "My chavera." The rabbi had it. He wouldn't talk about Rabbi Lozer to call him his chava. That was his rebbe. He wants to say he's chaylik with his chava, so he has to find a chava. He can't. He wouldn't call his rebbe his chava. To the omer per kam the babekame or biyesh noichlim. The Omar Ula Omar Rabbi Lozer Loch is Rebbe Min Avodin. So Rabbi Lozer was the Rebbe of Rabbi Ula. Fine. So Memela. So therefore, we have to start searching who was his chava that held that Rabbi Yeshua holds that Chulin Anas Al Taras HaKadosh doesn't become a shlishi. Fine. Avul Kasha. Amai Leikoma Ula Rabbi Sayimre. Good. He says, I'm chaylik on my chava. The chava that came in Rabbi Lozer. So it means Rabbi Babachon. So why did, but the Rebbe Zicha held also that it's not going according to Rabbi Yeshua. So Memela, so he should have said, I hold like this, and the Rebbe holds Nitazoy. I mean, why do you have to go? Avakashe, amai leikoma ula rabbi say oimrim. The nearer the Rabbi Lozer le Kamal El Yaisa, Allahochim Bachun Shanas Al Taras Ashkaidish Askina, Vashas Hu the Messiahim Udaloike Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lozer never said this. Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shai said the Mishnah is speaking about Chun Anas Al Taras Akkadish. That's what he said the Mishnah is speaking about. The Gemara said, oh, if it's talking about chulin and not al taras hakodesh, that's not like Rabbi Yeshua. It was the Gemara that said it, not Abalos. So who's this man, the Yaman, the Gemara, that assumed that according to Rabbi Yeshua, chulin and not al taras hakodesh does not become a shlishi? That's Chavraya, that's Mechava, that's Rabbi Baba Chonet. But I disagree. I wish to disagree. We're not after that. We can go into a member of Rabbi Baba Chone, till we'll find that Rabbi Baba Chone held according to Rabbi Yeshua, he doesn't know who Nasa Taras HaKadosh becomes a shlishi. But now we're going to bring this Rabbi Baba Chone. Man Chavraya Rabbi Baba Chone. The Oma Rabbi Baba Chone and Oma Rabbi Yechene. Maya Hadri Rabbi Leza the Rabbi Yeshua La Dodi. That means we hear the Amachlokes between Rabbi Leza and Rabbi Yeshua. If a Oichel Rishain, does it become a Rishain or does it become a Shain? Rabbi Leza holds it becomes a Rishain, and then Rabbi Yeshua holds it becomes a Shain. What was the Machlokes between these two? We hear the truth in Halacha, but there was Zichra Shakla V'Talia Masa Matan between Rabbi Leza and Rabbi Yeshua. What was the Masumat? So Rabbi Yechanan said, Om Alei Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua. Motzinu Oichel. We find one who eats is Chomo Min HaOichel. The second Oichel means the Machel. That means we find that an eater, a person who eats a machel tomei is more chomo than the machel tomei itself. The Torah we find this. Where do we find this? The ilo nivlas oif toil. A oif toil died. And the male is oif toil. You know, that chicken died. Bachutz loy metame. You'll touch it. You'll carry it. Nothing. Not tomei. It's not tomei. So the machel, the metame, the machel that's metame, you touch it, it's nothing, it's gomish, it's not metame anything. The ilu oichlo, a person now eats, this nivlas oif toyer, he eats it, he becomes tame in the begodim that are on him, and the begodim that he's holding bishas, bliya become tame. So we see by an oichel, if a person eats a machel, so for some reason, the oichel is more metame than the machel alone. We see that. These are facts of life. So the machel, the nevela, you touch it, you carry it, golnish mit golnish. A person eats it, he becomes a rishon l'tumah. He's metame the begodim. The begodim he's wearing also becomes a rishon l'tumah. So you see that an oichel is tumas mage. That means there's different types of tumah. By tumas mage, it works that way. You're right. By tumas mage, a rishon touches something, it becomes a sheni. It works that way. You're right. It doesn't. The dover hamekabel tumah aydei tumas mage is nachis dage. It's one dagalat. You're right. That means the Yur Rabbi Yeshua was as Akanoi. He said, Ha'oichel Rishon becomes a Sheni. Rabbi Yeshua didn't want to say that the Oichel should be like the Machel. He says, there's different types of Tum in the Torah. There's a Tumis Oichel, we see a Tumis Oichel is more chomer than the Machel. So if I say it's equal, you look down at me. Hakert, we see Tumis Oichel. Here we're talking about Tumas Achila Darabonon. This is Amidah Torah. But Al Kaponim Chazal made a Tumas Achila. So if they made a Tumas Achila, they should make it with the Gedorim of Tumas Achila Min HaTorah. And Tumas Achila Min HaTorah, we see that it goes all the way. That Oichel is more Tomei than the Makal HaMetavoy Bachila. So Al Kaponim and Darabonon made a Tumas. And they said, if you eat chulin tmeim, you become tameh. That's a tumah d'rabbanan. But al koponim, they wouldn't say it should be less than the machel. So therefore, I hold the oichel rishon becomes a rishon. Now let's see Rashi. Man chavrei des Schwul, der darf genocken Rabbi Shua Chun, schenas hataris. Truma mahadri Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua Ladoni, mashivu ze alo ze ish al divrei chaveroi, botzinu sha oichol choma mina oichol. Oichol, the eater is Mohammed and the machol. Hodom oichol ha machol choma mina machol. Heichloi nasa oichol ke machol, da oichol eich a rishin, lo yehe rishin, he shouldn't be a rishin. Fine. That was the kasha of Rabbi Lezer to Rabbi Yeshua. So what did Rabbi Yeshua answer him? Rabbi Yeshua, mi niblas oif toir loy gamrinen, the chiddishu. Niblas oif toir is a chiddish. So Rashi, he says like this, this whole Allah is a paradum over here, by niblas oif toir. You telling this to me, the Rabbon, and you see, we have klolim and tumas oichel, this tumas oichel, is a chiddish, sha'in loy tumme begoli. If you touch a niblas oif toir, it's nothing. Och shehi bebeis ha-storim, hi metam ha-odam, ha-shi metam ha-begodim. And the mokim ha-metam is bebeis ha-storim. Vochol shah tumis metam is begodim, eni metam is bebeis ha-storim. Hilkach zeres ha-kosevi, me lemeidim eimenu, ve-rabbeleza sovet lemeidim. So me-meile, so pshat is like this. Rabbi Yeshua told them, you're telling to the tumis hoichu that Chazal made, that an oichel is an oichel chul and tmei becomes tmei to nivlas oiftoya. Nivlas oiftoya is a parah, dumme. The whole thing is machodishtik. It's mamish, the hepech of all the klolim that we know. We know a beis astorim is not mekabel tmei. We know that a begoli it is metame. And it's pumpaker, begoli it's not metame, and the beis astorim it is metame. So memele, so it's a killer now from over there. That's a chiddish, the whole thing is a chiddish. I'd just like to mention one vote that the Asman the Reise wants to say. So Rabbi Yeshua is a tachut. I mean, Nivlas Oif Toyer is a paradum. It's way off all the klolim of tumah. You can't shtel to the tumas oichum and chazal made a tumas achila. The shtel to Nivlas Oif Toyer. So the Asman the Reise wants to say that the Lezer held. I mean, that what you're telling me, we don't find that Tumas Beis HaStorim. He says, that's true. In Tumas Mage, we don't find that Tumas Beis HaStorim. This Tumas Oyo, this Tumas Masse, this Tumas Mage, fine, their Beis HaStorim is Namekabu Tum. But this is a Tumas Achille. This is Tumas Achille. This is a new type of a Tumas. Not a Tumas Mage, it's a Tumas Achille. Tumas Achille, there's no such clause. You're telling to the Beis HaStorim is Amad. That's Tumas Mage, this is Tumas Achille. Zogt Rabbi Dasman der Reisel. I said, doch gut, Rabbi Dasman, what Pshat and Rabbi Yeshua? He says, no. Not Pshat is that Beis HaStorim was Nismayit from Tumas Mage. Beis HaStorim was Nismayit, it's never Mekabel Tumas. That's the meat of Beis HaStorim. So don't, it's achila. So what if what is it's achila? Beis HaStorim is never mekabel tume. And here we see that Beis HaStorim is mekabel tume. So this is a paradume. And we can't learn from this.